And here we go. Another hour. Getaway Friday, June the 5th, 2020. 16 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And the question right now on the Family Feud table, kind of an interest. Well, let's go back to the initial one. Well, maybe we've got a guess here right off the bat. Let's go along with that and see what we have. Go ahead, caller.
The answer to that question, my king, is 13 years old.
Let me take a look here. 13 years old is, yes, that's the last one on the list. You've got it. Thank you. Boy, our music is still playing. There we go. The last 5 seconds of our music today. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
How about 12?
12. 12 is not on the list, no. No 12-year-olds. The question is, how old would you like your first child to be before their first date? How old would you like your first child to be before their first date? We're under an hour now till we unveil our new Exchange Club panelist. Isn't this going to be fun? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? Now, we've got 13. Now, that's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the seventh answer on the list. There are six answers before it. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the answer to this question? That's what we want to know here this morning. That's where we are. Go ahead, caller.
14.
14. 14 is number 4 on the list. Thank you. All right, we got 14. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? Now, that's, you know, I guess it depends on who you are. 19 minutes past the hour. We don't have the 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6 answer yet. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any guesses? Give me a ring. 740-383-9944. How old would you like your first child to be before their first date? Now, we've guessed 14 and 13. Any others? Here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about 30?
Oh, 30. Wow. Well, you know, to chaperone that date.
I know what happens on first dates. So, you know, my daughters, you know, 30 would have been good.
Yeah, well, you know, some first dates can be rough, and I hope not all first dates are like that, because we've got 13 and 14 years old on this list.
I know, that's why I said 30.
Oh, 30. You know, 30 did not make the list, but...
Well, I didn't think so, but...
No, but it's a good guess.
It's a good guess.
It's a good baseline.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, bye-bye. 30 years old, well... You never know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? 30. Not bad. Go ahead, caller.
How about 11?
11. No, 11 is not on the list. 11 does not make the list. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We want to know how old your first child should be before they go on their first date? Interesting question. Go ahead, caller.
16.
That's all, number two on the list. Number two, 16. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? Don't forget, we're less than an hour away from the new Exchange Club panelist. Woo. Go ahead, caller.
17.
Let's see here. 17 is number five on the list. You've got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
17 does make the list at number five. We've got 1, 2, and 6 left on the list. 1, 2, and 6 left on the list. 740-383-9944. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? Go ahead, caller.
15.
15 is number three on the list. You've got it. Thank you. 15 makes the list at number three. Now we've still got the number one and number six answers. How old would you like your child to be before they go on their first date? Your first child, the one you really like. I was a first child. I know that to be true. That's the child you really like. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? You know what? With all this date talk, before this day's over, I may propose. I've got the book here. You know, How to Make a Perfect Marriage, or whatever this book's called. What makes a marriage last? You know, hey, I could be in Proposal City before this day's over. Because I've weeded through my people. I've looked at my people, and I've said, oh, there's some that are decent, and then there are some that, I don't know, should best be left with other people. That's what you say. Getaway Friday, June the 5th, 2020, 23 minutes, coming up on 24 minutes past the hour. How old would you like your first child before they go on their first date? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We've got two answers left on the big list. Are we going to get an answer here? Two answers. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? 740-383-9944. About 30 minutes away from the new Exchange Club panelist. This is going to be fun. I have just the feeling that hour is going to be fun, because I believe it has the possibility to break into absolute mayhem. And you like a good bit of mayhem when you're doing a program like this. You've got to have a little mayhem now and again. Spice it up a little bit. The topic could be marriage and proposals. You never know. You got to stay tuned next hour. It's big. How old would you like your first child to be before their first date? That's where we are on the list. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Two answers left. Apparently, these two ages have just went out to lunch. Nobody knows these two ages. We've got, what do we got here? We've got 16, 15, 14, 17, 13. What are the two ages we're missing? 740-383-9944. How old would you like your first child to be before they went out on their first date? You know, I was trying to think of how old I might have been. I don't know how old I was. And I'm not sure if the number should be raised up or put down. I know there are some people who need some bumpers, like in bowling. They need some bumpers because I think they don't know what they're doing. I think they know what they're doing. But do they know what they're doing We really don't know. 26 and a half minutes past the hour. Oh, my. Go ahead, caller.
18.
18 is the number one answer. You've got it. Thank you. Yes, 18 is the number one answer. So now we're down to one answer. It's the number six answer on the list. Does anybody know it? How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? What is the one age that we're missing here? We've got 18, 16, 15, 14, 17, 13. What is the answer we're missing? How old would you like your first child to be before they go out on their first date? 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. 30 minutes away, just about, from our new Exchange Club panelist. Oh, is this going to be something you won't want to miss? This is going to be a thing. And this is permanent, by the way. This person will be here every week. Go ahead, caller.
We've got everything else. How about 21?
21 is right. 21 is number 6 on the list. We got it. Thank you. All right, 21. So those are the ages. How old would you like your first child to be before they go on their first date? 18, 16, 15, 14, 17, 21, and 13. Those are the guesses, and we have got them today. Now, we're going to go back to our original here and see if we can spin this one out. At your job, out of 60 minutes in each hour, how many hours do you actually spend doing work? Are we going to get answers to this thing? We've got 45, 30, 15. Those are the guesses we've had. Now, can anybody give me another guess on this one so we can get this one ripped out here? Go ahead, caller.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. 20 minutes, not on the list. 20 minutes does not make the list. At your job, out of a 60-minute hour, how many hours do you actually spend doing work? At your job, out of 60 minutes, how many minutes do you actually spend doing work? Now, we've got 45 minutes, 30 minutes, and 15 minutes. What are the minute amounts that we do not have so far? I don't know why this is such a hard one. Getaway Friday, June the 5th, 2020, 740-383-9944. At your job, out of 60 minutes in each hour, how many minutes do you spend doing actual work? Give me a guess. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open here this morning, 29 and a half minutes past the hour. This is one of those questions that for some reason has just boggled the mind here at WWGH Radio. Let's see what we got coming here. Go ahead, caller.
15.
15. Yes, we got that. Thank you. 15 minutes is on the list. All right, we're coming up on a break here on WWGH Radio. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute. Don't you go anywhere.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And we're back here 31 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday, June the 5th, 2020. Phone lines are open here. At your job, out of 60 minutes in each hour, how many hours do you actually spend doing work? That's the question. 740-383-9944. Let's go to the calls. Go ahead, caller.
How about 50?
50. Let me see here. 50. Yes, that's the number 3 answer on the list. You've got it. Thank you. All right, 50 minutes. That is on the list. 145, 230, 350, 615. All right, what else do we got? 45, 30, 50, and 15. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How many hours, minutes, see if I could speak, maybe we would get the answers. How many minutes in each hour do you spend doing actual work? Does anybody know? How many minutes in each hour do you spend doing actual work? We've got 45, 30, 50, and 15. Three answers left. Boy, do I hope we get them. You know, when you think about this question, there are only so many answers we could have. Go ahead, caller.
35.
35. 35, not on the list. How many minutes in each hour do we spend doing actual work? How many minutes in each hour do we spend doing actual work? Now, we have got 45, 30, 50, and 15. Three guesses left. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
55.
Not 55. 55 does not make the list. Like I say, this is a weird category, and it's been hanging over since last week for some reason, and we cannot seem to get the answers for this one. And it's a different type of category when you think about it, because there are really only 60 answers you can have, because there's only 60 minutes in an hour. At your job, out of 60 minutes, how many hours do you actually spend working? Let's see what we have coming down the pike here. Go ahead, caller.
40.
40. 40 not on the list. Are we going to have anybody else venture a guess? 740-383-9944. Out of a 60-minute hour, how many hours do you actually spend doing work? 740-383-9944. 3 minutes left here, then we can toss this question out of the way. Wouldn't that be nice? Go ahead, caller.
60.
Yes, 60's number 4 on the list. Thank you. Yes, we do have 60. At your job, out of the 60 minutes you work, how many do you actually spend doing work? How many of those minutes? Number 1, 45, 2, 30, 3, 50, 4, 60, 6. What do we got? We got 2 left. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
I was listening to you. How many guesses have you had? I just got in on.
Oh, quite a few, but you can give us a guess, whatever you got.
I got 20 minutes.
20 minutes. 20, not on the list.
Okay.
No 20-minute guesses. At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many minutes do you actually spend doing work? That's what we want to know. We've got 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, and 15 minutes. There are 2 guesses left. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What are the 2 guesses that we have left? I'm trying to think, in a given hour, how many hours I spend working. Well, probably about 45. If you would add this up. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller?
Go ahead, caller.
I think we lost our caller. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. 36 and a half minutes past the hour. Out of a given hour, how many minutes do you spend doing actual work? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Remember, if you call in and it's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
25 minutes.
25. 25 not on the list. 25 does not make the list. Out of a given hour, how many minutes do we... I can't even speak. Out of 60 minutes, how many minutes of that hour do we spend doing actual work? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 45, 30, 50, 60, and 15. Two answers left on the list. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try 10.
10. 10 is on the list. That's the very last answer. You've got it. 10 minutes.
Yep.
All right, we're down to one. How many minutes of each 60-minute hour do you spend doing work? One answer left on this list, and we can finally throw this one out. We've got 45, 30, 15, 60, 15, and 10. What is the one amount that we are missing? At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many do you spend doing actual work? 45, 30, 50, 60, 15, and 10. What's the one we're missing? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. What do you got? We can toss this puppy out. Where did that saying come from? We can toss this puppy out. I would think dog lovers would not like that saying. We're getting very close to our new Exchange Club panelist. I'm getting excited about this. The new permanent Exchange Club panelist comes up today at 12:15, which is just about 20 minutes from now, 39 minutes past this particular hour. At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many minutes do you spend doing actual work? What is the last guess here? We've got 45 minutes, 30 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes, 15 minutes, and 10 minutes. What is the last answer? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can you give us the answer? 740-383-9944. How many minutes in a given hour do you spend doing work? And I will tell you, if you give me the right answer on this, I'll be so happy because I will never have to say this again. This thing has hung over for like 2 weeks now. I don't know why we're having such a difficult time with this particular question. Go ahead, caller.
How about 35?
Not 35. Good guess, though. Not 35 minutes. How many minutes in an hour do you spend doing your job? 45, 30, 50, 60, 15, and 10. Which one are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
About 30.
Not 30. 30 is already on the list. The answers we have 45, 30, 50, 60, 15, and 10. Which one are we missing? 740-383-9944. At your job, of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many minutes do you spend doing actual work? That is the question. Let's see if we do get an answer here. Go ahead, caller.
5 minutes.
Not five. Five does not make the list. It'd be nice if we got this one before the break here. coming up at 45 minutes past the hour. It's 41 and a half minutes past the hour right now. At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many do you spend doing actual work? We've got 45, 30, 50, 60, 15, and 10. Which one are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
20.
Not 20. Good guess, though. 20 did not make the list. Missing one. At your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many minutes do you spend doing actual work? Oh, I hope we get this. Go ahead, caller.
How about zero?
Zero is the answer. You have got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. We've got it. Zero. All right. So now that one is finally knocked out of the way. The answers were, at your job, out of the 60 minutes in each hour, how many minutes do you spend doing actual work? 45, 30, 50, 60, 0, 15, and 10. So that one is now finally, thankfully, dead in the water. 42 and a half minutes past the hour. New Exchange Club panelists coming up at 12:15 today. Our new permanent panelist, we're all very excited about this, to find out who it is, the big reveal, at 12:15 today. Remember, the Marion Popcorn Festival has been canceled for this year. We spoke with co-director Tom Danner earlier on, got all the skinny on that particular story. It's going to be an interesting year. No Ohio State Fair, no local fair, no popcorn festival. So that's pretty well cleared our calendars right up through the month of September. Now, has anybody heard anything about the Bratwurst Festival? Not to my knowledge as of yet, but who knows? Have we heard anything? Well, we know the zoo, the Columbus Zoo, will be opening next week. I think it's, what is it, the 12th for members, and then I think the 15th for regular people. You know, you've got your members, and then you've got your regular people. That's how we do the separation there. We've got one more category today in Family Feud. We'll do it here when we come back from the break. We're going to break here in 1 minute. But the question is, name a reason a person might be running. How about that? Name a reason a person might be running. Now, no guesses until we come back from break. 44 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of June, 2020. Friday, June the 5th, 2020. 44 and a half minutes past the hour. Coming up on the break here momentarily in 30 seconds. Don't forget, New Exchange Club panelists today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. And the Charlie Evers Show now repeats on this station, 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 7:10 p.m., every day in tribute to our friend, the legendary Charlie Evers, who spent 6 years on this station. 7:10 in the morning, 7:10 at night, and 1:10 in the afternoon. Be back in exactly 1 minute. Ted, I remember so well when you announced you were going to run for president on my show.
I do too. But after a while, I decided to get out of the race.
Why was that?
Well, I didn't want to move to a bad neighborhood.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right, we're back here, WWGH Radio, Friday, June the 5th, 2020, Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of June, 46 minutes past the hour. Name a reason a person might be running. Now, this is easier. Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know that? A reason a person might be running. 740-383-9944. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A marathon.
A marathon. Let's see here. You know, marathon is not on the list, oddly enough. Thank you. Not a marathon, no. Name a reason a person might be running. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What could the answer be? Maybe this is an answer. Go ahead, caller.
From the cops.
From the cops. Holy moly, I know a few people like that. Let's see. From the, well, I say escape being chased. Yes, you have that right. Thank you. Escaped being chased is on the list. Name a reason a person might be chased. Let's see. Let's go here. Go ahead, caller.
To go get help.
To go get help. Let's see here. I don't see that on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know? A reason a person might be running. That is the answer. Go ahead, caller.
How about they're scared?
They're scared. Let's see here. I don't see scared on the list.
Okay.
Thank you, though. No scared on the list. Name a person, name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know? Name a reason a person might be running. That's all we need to know. Go ahead, caller.
How about doing track?
Doing track. Let's see here. You know, sports, yeah, I'll put that on the list. It's number 5 on the list. Sports, thank you.
Yep.
Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a dog chasing them?
A dog chasing them. I don't see a dog, but that's a good guess. No dog chasing them. We've got 11 minutes left. Are we going to get all these answered? Name a reason a person might be running. I can't stand when people don't put leashes on dogs, though. That is one of my number one pet peeves. Always put a leash on your dog if you're going to take it out for a walk. Go ahead, caller.
To get out of the rain.
To get out of the rain. You know what? That is not on the list, but a good guess. To get out of the rain does not make this current list. Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Let's see what we've got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Because they enjoy it? For pleasure?
Let's see here. Pleasure. Well, you know, pleasure's not really the answer, but we're close to it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Not pleasure, exactly. Name a reason a person might be running. That's the answer we're looking for here. A reason a person might be running. I think the ringer on this phone has been turned on. Go ahead, caller.
Is it because they could have stole something?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, there's an answer on here called catch the other person. Now, I don't know if that's because they stole something or if they're just trying to catch somebody, but I'm going to go with that one. So we'll say catch the other person.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And you know what? Broke the law is on here as well. So I'm going to go with broke the law. You know, it's the wording on somebody. So we just knocked out two right there. So there's only three answers left now. Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know what that might be? Go ahead, caller.
How about just exercise?
Number one answer is exercise. You've got it. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, exercise is the number one answer. Name a reason a person might be running. We've only got two answers left and 9 minutes. Are we going to get them? We've got exercise to catch another person, a sports or a game, escape being chased, or broke the law. Some of these seem very similar to me. Go ahead, caller.
What about, like, running for election?
You know, running for election. I don't know if Ronald Reagan could have ran to save his life. But, you know, it's one of those things. Maybe.
Hey, nothing ventured, nothing gained, Scott.
That's true. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, you know, it's not a bad answer. It certainly is metaphorically correct. 8 minutes left to go. Getaway Friday, June the 5th, 2020, 52 minutes past the hour. Name a reason a person might be running. We've got exercise to catch another person, sports or a game, escape being chased, broke the law. What are the other two answers? We've got about 7 minutes left to get the final two answers here. Now remember, the Exchange Club with our new permanent panelist coming up next hour, very, very close here. Just about 8 minutes away from that. How about that? New permanent panelist. How about that? Somebody to argue with on Fridays. Go ahead, caller.
How about late for work or an appointment?
I don't see that on the list, but it's a good guess. A lot of people do run for that. We are at exactly the 7 minute mark right now. 740-383-9944. Name a reason a person might be running. What is a reason a person might be running? We've got exercise to catch another person, a sport or a game, escape being chased, broke the law. What are the two answers we don't have? 53 and a half minutes past the hour. Are we going to get the final two answers here before we break today? Go ahead, caller.
Well, you see people running their pet, for exercise.
I don't see that one on the list. No running the pet for exercise. 740-383-9944. We're now at the 6 minute mark. We were doing pretty good there for a minute. We've still got two answers now. Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know? A reason a person might be running. 740-383-9944. 54 and a half minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller.
No.
Yes, go ahead.
Chasing their pets.
Nope, no pets. Pets does not make this answer. 740-383-9944. Name a reason a person might be running. Two answers left. Name a reason a person might be running. Does anybody know? Go ahead, caller.
Running away from a swarm of bees.
You know, I don't know if that will happen this year. Not on the list, but a good guess. No swarm of bees. Or what is it this year that's not? Isn't it the bees that apparently are not supposed to come or something like this? I don't know. We've got asteroids and you just turn on the internet and you'll see all kinds of things. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I lost my train of thought.
Well, just call back. Call back if you find an answer. New Exchange Club host in just about 4.5 minutes. Boy, the excitement is building for this today. New permanent Exchange Club host. Let's see here. Name a reason a person might be running. Exercise. Catch another person. Sports game. Escape being chased. Broke the law. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
How about going to the bathroom?
Not going to the bathroom. But a few people do make that trip. Going to the bathroom does not make the list. 740-383-9944. We are now under the 4 minute mark on this one. Have not had a right answer on this in quite some time. Name a reason a person might be running. Name a reason a person might be running. That is the question. Two answers left. We've got exercise, catch another person, sport game, escape being chased, broke the law. But there's one answer eluding us. Don't forget the WWGH 6th anniversary special coming up Wednesday night, June the 10th, 7:10 until 9 p.m. I think everybody's invited. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Because you're late for an appointment.
Late for an appointment. To get somewhere. Yeah, I'll take that one. Sounds good. All right, we're down to one answer and 3 minutes left to go. One answer and 3 minutes left to go. Name a reason a person might be running. Exercise, to catch another person, to get somewhere, a sport or a game. Escape being chased, broke the law. One answer left, and it's a very specific answer. Does anybody know what it is? 57 and a half minutes past the hour. Let's see if this is the right answer coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Because they're scared?
Not because they're scared, but maybe it's that 30-year-old first date again.
I know.
They could be scared, running away. Thank you.
I love it.
Bye-bye. That is not the answer. We're looking for one here. Name a reason a person might be running. Do we know what that is? 2 minutes left to go on the big clock today. And then the Exchange Club, don't forget, 12:10 to 1 p.m., we will introduce our new permanent panelist at 12:10 today. Boy, the excitement is heavy for that particular answer. 90 seconds left in the program. The tick-tock clock is ticking here. 740-383-9944. One answer left, too. Go ahead, caller.
Running to catch a bus or a train.
Running to catch a bus or a train. You have got it. Thank you.
Yep,
running to catch a bus or a train is correct. Name a reason a person might be running. Exercise, catch a bus or a train, catch another person, get somewhere, sport or game, escape being chased, broke the law. Those are the guesses. And you know what? We're done here in 1 minute. Stay tuned, though. The Exchange Club is coming up in just about 15 minutes with our new permanent panelist. Stay tuned. A new permanent panelist in 15 minutes. Also, don't forget the Charlie Evers Show, the Best of Charlie Evers, repeats on this station now every day, 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 7:10 p.m. And the WWGH 6th Anniversary Special, Wednesday, June the 10th, 7:10 p.m. until 9 p.m. Everybody will be here that's involved with the station, maybe even our new panelist. We'll ask them when we come back with our new panelist here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere. Proposal, oh my goodness, the talk we're going to have. We'll be back in exactly 10 minutes. This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, yesterday, certainly on the division,